The new federal budget was said to have a little bit of something for everyone, and it also had a lot of debt and new spending. The budget will definitely have a big impact on the tens of thousands of post-secondary students here in this province. Bailey Howard is the chairperson of the Canadian Federation of Students for Newfoundland and Labrador, and she joins the program. Good morning, Ms. Howard.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Well, thank you so much for joining us. What in this budget of particular or is of particular interest to post-secondary students?
Yeah, I think with this budget, we were happy to see the continuation of the pandemic relief efforts for students with Budget 2021. But, you know, we also have a lot of concerns. Students have a lot of concerns about the lack of the long-term vision for post-secondary education, I guess, and the lack of the long-term investment to our institutions. So, I mean, some of the things that we saw that we were happy to see in the budget was that we saw the doubling of the Canada Student Grants. We saw increases to funding for First Nations, Métis and Inuit learners. We also saw more childcare support, which is going to hopefully benefit student parents. And we saw increases to the Canada Summer Jobs Program, which is a program that we've been able to avail of to help create job opportunities for students here in the province as well. So those were some things that we were, you know, happy to see in the budget. I think, you know, there were some things definitely missing when it comes to, like I mentioned, the direct investments to our institutions. And as well, something we were calling for was the extension for the moratorium for student loan repayments as a whole. So what we saw from the budget was the moratorium on the student loan interest, so not you know, not all the things that we saw were direct supports for students, which was you know, unfortunate to see. There was a lot of things that students were hoping to see from the budget, so but not so many direct things to help students.
Yeah, you mentioned that they've kind of bolstered the summer jobs, but do you think enough is being invested into jobs for students?
No, I think there's definitely some gaps. I mean, with the Canada Summer Jobs Program, I think it's a great opportunity to create meaningful work for students in the country, but there's definitely some problems with that as well. The Canada Summer Jobs Program doesn't include international students, and so they're out of those work opportunities, especially in a time like COVID when there's, you know, a small pool of jobs that are available for students right now. So we were hoping that this budget would show that they were, with this expansion of Canada Summer Jobs, that they'd be including international students as well, but that doesn't seem to be the case. You know, I think a big part of this budget is that we need, you know, to look at the future, and a big part of that is for students, so people who are, you know, in post-secondary education and recent graduates who are coming out into the workforce, and having a just recovery plan for everyone includes post-secondary education system and students, which I think is what was missing from this budget.
And just getting back to what you said about the student loan relief, so the federal government did not extend relief for students?
So for the student loans, they extended the moratorium on the interest, so students won't gain more interest on their student loans, but we were looking for a full moratorium on the repayment, so students wouldn't have to pay back these student loans right away, because a lot of students, you know, are still struggling to find work or figure out what's next if they're a recent graduate. That was unfortunate to see, because I think that was something that they could have done that would make a big impact for students.
But that interest-free period, I mean, is that coming as a relief for many of the people you represent, Ms. Howard?
So a lot of this, you know, students that we're representing and recent graduates, hopefully, you know, that will help those folks, because there's a period where they don't have to pay back as soon as they come out of the institutions. But for a lot of students right now, you know, the 6 month period that there was, it just isn't enough time, especially with COVID, trying to find work and navigate what's next. And so when students are coming out of, you know, they're in the programs that they're doing in post-secondary, you know, a lot of students are looking for work and trying to figure out what's next, but having such drastic, you know, student loans that they have to pay back definitely impacts, you know, what they're able to do next in regards to, you know, when students come out, they want to find a job and start a family and buy a house and these things. So, you know, that definitely impacts students being able to do this, because we have so much student debt. So, I mean, overall, we would love to see the elimination of student debt so students don't have this burden to pay back. But at least we would have liked to see, you know, the federal government taking notice to, you know, how these repayments are working with a moratorium on those repayments, which wasn't something that came from the budget, unfortunately.
And yeah, you're kind of referencing how concerned students are about their own debt levels. But Ms. Howard, what about the country's high level of debt? How are post-secondary students feeling about it?
You know, I think that there's a lot of concerns all around when it comes to students. I think, you know, what we've been calling for is a just recovery for everyone coming out of this pandemic. And I know when it came to the federal government with this this budget, they were talking about how this would hopefully, you know, help with the economic recovery from COVID. So I think it's unfortunate to see that students were missed, because I think a direct part of coming out, you know, and solving these problems with our economy is investing in students. So students are able to come out of their programs and start working, creating jobs, and, you know, all these sorts of things that I've mentioned. So I think a major part of having just recovery plan is definitely including post-secondary and our institutions. So to not see more direct interest direct investment into students is definitely unfortunate when it comes to, like you mentioned, the things that we were hoping to see coming out of the budget, and hoping to see something for everyone coming out of this budget, that it seems like students were definitely forgotten in regards to like what this recovery looks like for them.
And since being a student, you know, part of that is getting good grades, I just have to ask, what grade would you give this federal budget?
Definitely not a passing grade, I don't think. You know, for a lot of people, this has been a really difficult year. And for students, like you mentioned about grades, I mean, on top of worrying about all these financial sides of education, there's definitely been a lot of struggles when it comes to students navigating, you know, what this new online learning environment looks like, and how to, you know, approach their post-secondary education on top of all these other elements this past year with the pandemic. So I definitely think, you know, we were hoping to see a lot more come from this budget, recognizing that, you know, certain parts of this country are still deep in the third wave of the COVID-19 pandemic, and it's very real, and students are definitely really struggling. So to not see more investment in our students and in our post-secondary education system, I think definitely, you know, warrants a not very good grade for this federal budget from students.
Bailey Howard, not shying away from giving poor marks to the federal government. I thank you so much for joining the program.
Thanks so much.